This call is being recorded.
Hello.
Hello, Ms. Heath?
Yeah.
Hello, this is Erin from Amcord Care. How are you today?
Sick.
Still sick? Not feeling any better?
No, I got my spine.
Oh, it's your spine that's causing a lot of pain?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Are you able to go ahead and go through our assessment that we have scheduled for today?
Yeah.
All right, perfect. Okay, so this is going to be a very thorough assessment. I just want to make sure we're all up to date with your current health and make sure any requests to BA Health and Wellness are known. So could you confirm your name for me, please?
Frances Heath.
Okay, and your date of birth?
July 8, 1939.
Perfect. And what is your marital status?
New widow.
You're a widow? I'm sorry about that. Duly noted. And can you confirm your social security number?
Over the phone.
If you don't mind.
1-800-309-651.
Perfect. Thank you. And you have Medicaid as well as Medicare A and B, correct?
Yeah.
Do you have your insurance cards with you that you can give me your ID number?
ID number on what? My social, what?
On your Medicare card.
Oh, boy. Oh,
red, white, and blue card.
Are you coming here today?
I am not coming. We're just going to do this over the phone.
Oh, my God.
If you don't have the ID, you don't have to give it to me.
I got to get it. If I had known that, I would have had everything together. I got my medicine together because I thought you was coming here today.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I made it clear that it was going to be over the phone.
No,
Oh, I'm so very sorry about that.
Would you want my ID card?
The Medicare ID, your red, white, and blue card.
Wait a minute. Hello?
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 Hello, I'm now, still here.
What you say you want now?
The Medicare ID. So it's your red, white, and blue card.
Okay, 6YX4.
6YX4?
QE1.
QE1?
EX84.
EX84. Perfect. Thank you very much. And you don't have any other insurances or programs you're a part of?
I got Aetna.
You got Aetna?
And I got Medicare and Aetna.
Okay. I do see United Healthcare Companies, Medicare Advantage. So you're saying that's Aetna, A-E-T-N-A?
Oh, yeah,
Okay. All right. I believe that would be your own private insurance then. But otherwise, are you in anything like a spend down program, anything like that?
Who?
There's a program called the spend down program. If you don't know it, you're probably not on it.
No, I don't know about that.
Okay. All right. Otherwise, what would you say is your primary goal in receiving care? I think last time it was mentioned it was about your back pain.
Get my back like I used to be so I can do like I used to.
So more mobility. Okay.
Yeah.
Mobility to do what you used to do.
Yeah, my spine got me down.
Mm.
I went the other day and they put the needle in my right hip because first my back was hurting. Then it went into my right hip. That hurt it for a long time.
Oof.
Then it moved back into my back. And so when the time for me to get the shot, it had then moved out my right hip back into my back, and they still gave me the needle in my hip and my back. They talking about they can't give me no needle for my spine. I said, why you can't put no needle in my back for my spine, and that's my problem.
Yeah, it's a very risky thing to try and put things straight into the back.
Well, I need my spine taken care of because that's what got me can't hardly walk.
Right, of course. I totally understand that.
Rich, you can, when you got money, you can get this. When you don't have the money, you can't tell. That's all. Poor people catch it. Rich people get away with everything.
Mm-hmm. That's unfortunately not the greatest system. All right. Do you live in your own apartment or house?
I have an apartment.
You have an apartment, and do you live alone?
Yes.
Is that still, let me see, 1201 South 23rd Street?
Yeah, my brother used to live with me until he went home to the Lord.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. But still living alone. Nobody else is living. Do you or has anybody else ever felt you'd be better off living somewhere else?
Ain't nobody make nothing up but myself. I do my own thing. I'm still got my whole brains.
You got your whole brain, so you want to stay where you're at. Do you ever feel like you'd be better elsewhere?
I'm all right. I've been here for quite a while, and I'm going to stay right here until I die.
Okay. You're absolutely allowed to do that.
All this
when
mess going on
time?
Out there in the street, out there in the world, what you going to keep moving for? You ain't going to be safe no place.
I guess that's true. So if you've got the place you're comfortable and safe at, might as well stay there. And all right, when was the last time you were hospitalized?
Oh, my God. In the 90s.
In the 90s. So a long time ago. Good.
Knock
on wood, keeping that up. All right. And otherwise, what is your ethnicity or race?
Now, who?
Your race. Are you African American, Caucasian, Native
black.
American? You're black. Okay. Oops, wrong one. All right. All right. And you said you've been living in that apartment for a good long while?
Yes, for quite a while.
All right.
I gave my house up and moved into the apartment.
Okay. All right. Otherwise, how would you say your cognitive ability is? You're able to make your own decisions? You don't have
right
any memory
now,
problems?
Right now, I still got my senses.
Right now, you still got your senses. So would you say you have any short-term memory or procedural memory issues?
No, sometimes with this spine problem, it might try to mess with my brain.
Okay. But that's just kind of pain distracting you from it?
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay. So do you find you get easily distracted, or is it just because of pain?
Pain.
Okay. And otherwise, no other times where you seem to have disorganized speech or changing? Okay. And you feel this hasn't changed since the last 3 months?
Only thing changes that I want to get to the spine doctor so I can get my spine corrected.
Right.
Because they gave me a needle in my right hip, but that didn't do no problem because the spine, because the pain had moved back in my back.
Right.
And that's
what
got me where I can't hardly walk, in my back.
Okay. I understand. All right. So do you feel that you're usually able to express yourself and people understand what you're saying?
As far as I know.
As far as I'm aware, too. You seem pretty good with it, and you don't usually have a problem understanding what others are trying to tell you?
No.
Okay.
If I do, I tell them to explain it.
If you do, you tell them to explain it. Excellent. Otherwise, how is your hearing ability? Do you have any problems hearing?
My hearing, all right.
Hearing's all right. Okay. And how about your vision?
That's all right so far.
That's all right so far, too. Perfect. Okay. My next.
Only thing I got wrong with me is my spine. That's
only
all
thing.
I got.
Okay.
My spine has got stopped me from doing what I used to do, and I don't like it.
Okay. So the rest of this should be real quick. I just need to confirm it just in case. So these next couple of questions are about your mental health and mood and behavior. In the past 3 days, have you made any sort of negative statements, like you nothing matters, you'd rather not be doing this anymore, or feeling any sort of concern or anger towards others?
No.
No? None of that? Okay.
My concern is about me getting my back together so I can do what I used to do.
Okay. All right. And there's been no... Oops, sorry. Lost my train of thought there. You haven't had any sort of decreased interest in the activities you usually enjoy? It's just your back pain that stops you from doing anything?
Yes.
Okay.
Back pain.
All right. And otherwise, no abnormal behavior such as wandering around or yelling at people inappropriately or resisting care?
No. I'll be laughing and talking.
Yeah, be laughing and talking. Perfect. Okay. All right. When's the last time? What kind of activities do you enjoy to do when your back pain lets you? Do you like to watch TV?
TV is my thing. Yeah, different things on TV I like to do.
Okay.
That can educate
and how?
You.
All right. Any friends or family in the nearby area or even not nearby that you talk to?
Yeah, I talk to my nieces and them on the phone.
Okay.
And they'll come and see me once in a while because they got their family and working and got their family. But
we do
stay in contact with each other.
All right. Do you know when the last time they visited or you were able to visit them?
Last month.
Last month? Okay. So about, would you say that last month was only a couple of days ago? So was that a couple of weeks or was that a full 30 days ago?
Around 30 days ago.
Around 30 days ago? Okay. I'll say probably more than 30 days ago. All right. And how about phone calls or emails? When's the last time you spoke to someone through a phone call or an email?
I talk on the phone to my nieces and a couple of friends that I have.
All right. When's the last time you did that? Is that something every day?
No, I don't talk to them every day.
Would you say in the last week or so you've done it?
Yeah. I might talk once a month.
Once a month?
I don't be talking every day to them. They got their thing doing. They working. They got their family to take care of. I call them up maybe once a week to see how they're doing, and they'll call me and check on me.
Okay, perfect. So that's totally fine. And there's no sort of anger or you're not fearful or feeling abused by anybody in your life?
Nope.
Okay, perfect.
I got time for that.
Would you say that you feel lonely?
Lonely?
Yes, lonely.
No, I'm not lonely.
Okay, that's very good. And, okay. So would you say that your back pain has made it more difficult for you to do your usual activities, go out and visit family? Or is
yes.
It, yes, it has gotten worse?
Yeah, spine. I didn't know spine could do that to you, but I found out spine can do it.
Oh, yes. Spine definitely controls everything.
It wasn't for that driver, I wouldn't be in this predicament.
Oh, no, it was from a car accident?
No, I was on the, had the van taking me to my appointment. And we had our first snowstorm in March, when we had that first snowstorm. And he go and mess with papers, and I didn't see the ice on his steps, and I slipped and fell on my back.
Oh, no.
And as time went by, it started bothering me.
Yeah, I can see. Oh, I'm so
sorry. And then I couldn't get to the doctors and stuff behind this germ started acting up.
Yeah. Oh, man, that's rough.
Yeah.
All right. And how much time would you say you spend by yourself or alone throughout the day?
All day long.
All day long?
Yeah, me and the TV.
Okay. When does your caregiver come to help you out?
My home care comes Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursday.
Just Wednesday and Thursday?
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Okay. And how long are they there for each time?
She comes and stays around about. She'll get here maybe around 5 o'clock and leave around about 9 o'clock.
P.M. or A.M.?
P.M.
P.M. 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday?
Yeah.
Okay. 4, 8. That's only about 12 hours total. Okay. So we will check in on that. All right. So otherwise, now, I know a lot of this is going to be limitations from your back pain, but I still have to ask. How much help have you needed when making meals in the last 3 days?
Make meals?
Yep, breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Well, she makes my platters for me, and I put them in the microwave and warm them up. And then if I want something, I'll fix it on my own if I want something else.
Okay. So there's some the big meals she'll make for you. Otherwise, most of the time you're good with reheating what she's got and other standard meals.
Yeah, I'll eat some cereal or either something else, some sausage and something else.
Sausage, okay. And how about doing housework? How much help have you needed with that?
I don't do no housework. I don't do no more housework with no pain I got in my back.
Okay, so you rely on your caregiver to do all of that?
Yeah, she does that.
Okay. How about managing your finances?
Me.
You do that? Did you do it in the past 3 days?
Yeah. I keep the what I spend.
You keep track of what you spent? Okay. Does your caregiver have to help you, like, log into anything? Nope, you're completely
All I do make a list, and she goes to the store and pick it up.
Oh, that's for shopping. Okay.
Yeah, she does my shopping for me. And she do the work around here in the apartment, wash and cook like that, dust like that.
Okay. So we know she does meal prep, housework, and shopping. Do you ever go shopping with her or you just send her
I don't do that no more because I'm sick with my spine. My spine keeps me from doing what I used to do.
Right. Okay. I understand. And how about managing your medications?
I'll do that.
You take care of that?
Yeah.
And you seem pretty set with making calls. You don't need any help there?
Well, making calls?
Yeah, making and receiving phone calls.
No, I do my own.
All right, perfect. And do you have any stairs in your apartment?
Stairs?
Yeah.
They have stairs, yeah, they got stairs here, but I don't use them because I'm on a floor that I don't have to use stairs. If I do anything, I might use the elevator. That's all, because I'm right there.
Right, perfect. Speaking of which, what floor are you on?
Second floor,
okay, perfect. So you don't use stairs, and if you need to, you'll use the elevator. I got it.
Mm-hmm.
And how about... How well does your caregiver have to help you get in and out of cars or transportation to get to appointments, or do you take care of that?
Well, right now I don't go to no appointments right now.
Okay. All right.
Behind the Germ started and the doctor's office and all like that.
Okay. All right. And how about taking a bath or a shower each day? How much help
she helps
do you need
me.
There?
When she I helps get in the tub, when I get in the tub, she helps me to bathe my body.
Okay, so does she help you to get in and out of the tub, or is she
just
walks?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, she helps
in
you
and
in.
My spine.
Okay. And she washes off parts of your body?
Yep.
Okay. Can you wash, like, some areas, like just your chest?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Things?
Uh-huh. Okay. I can wash some areas.
Okay. And how about personal hygiene, like washing your hands and face, brushing your teeth?
Yeah, I do all that.
You do all of that? Does she ever have to get you your brush or prepare your toothbrush or anything, or do you take care of it?
No, I do all that.
All of you. Okay. And how about getting dressed?
I can dress myself.
You can dress yourself. All right. Both the upper and lower body? Do you ever have to lean on her for getting dressed on the lower half?
What do you mean, putting my underwears on?
Yeah, underwear, pants.
I put
things
my own underwears on. I do all of that.
Okay, that's perfect. All right. And otherwise, do you use a cane or a walker?
Use a cane.
You use a cane. Perfect.
That's my third leg.
Okay, that's your third leg. So do you need help ever getting to your cane, or once you've got it, you're good?
Nope.
Okay. And otherwise, does your caregiver help you when you're walking around, or is she just doing tasks for you? Otherwise,
no, she
you walk
don't help
in
me
you.
Walk around. I do my own walking.
Do your own walking. All right. So I assume you're able to get on and off of the toilet or commode as needed by yourself? Okay. And do you have any bladder or bowel incontinence? Do you have problems going to the bathroom when you don't need to?
I wear pull-ups.
You wear pull-ups? Okay. Yeah. All right. But you're able to change and clean yourself whenever you need to?
Yeah.
Okay. And how about moving in your bed or getting in and out of bed? Does she have to help you with that?
I can do that.
You do that. And I assume you're able to eat, so long as the food's in front of you, you can eat it?
Yeah, and then if I need something, I go in the kitchen and fix it myself.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Da, 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 da.
I still have mobility.
Yeah, sounds like it. You've got some mobility, just that back pain causes a bit more problems than we'd like, right?
Yeah, the only thing I got is my spine.
Yeah, that's the spine.
They get that get back in circulation, I'll be all right.
Yeah, I know. That would be perfect. We'll keep working on it.
I didn't know spine could do that to you until it happened.
Yeah, I know. You don't know what you have until it's gone, right?
And that driver ought to be glad I don't hate people.
Yeah, definitely should be glad you don't hate people.
That's right. You know, some people can hate. I don't do that.
Oh, that's very good. Good to
I put him in God's hand, and the accident happened, and all I do is pray to get well.
Yes, that's sometimes all we can.
Yeah, I don't like that. Yeah, I wasn't raised that way.
Right. That's good. That's a very good outlook to have.
Yeah. Right.
What's the farthest you'd say you're able to walk before you need to rest? Do you say you can get across a room or maybe down the street? Not that you have, but if you could.
Yeah.
You could go down the street?
Yeah, if I have to.
If you have to, okay. Do you think you could go farther, or would you need to rest before that?
Well, with my spine bad, I would have to rest.
You would have to rest, okay. So we'll just stick with
my spine would stop me from going too far.
Okay.
It tires me out.
All right. So in the last 3 days, have you been able to do any sort of physical exercise, trying with the pain or walking or no?
No, I get up and walk, go to the kitchen, go to the bathroom.
Okay, I understand. So haven't left the house either. And so you believe you're capable of improving once we fix that back pain. Do you know, have your physicians said that they feel they can help you out and improve your ability?
I haven't even seen my physician. I have to make an appointment to go and see her because I have another one.
Okay. All right, I understand. So would you say that your ability to do your tasks, like cooking and cleaning, has that declined in the last 30 days or 90 days?
I don't cook.
Right, you don't cook. Has that been the same for the past 3 months, or is that worse?
Yeah, it's been like that for the past, since my spine been acting up.
Okay.
I just, she fixed my food in platters, and I put it in the microwave and warm it up.
Okay.
And then if I want something, I might take a sausage and put it on a plate and put it in the oven, in the microwave and warm it up. But as far as cooking, I don't do that no more.
Okay. All right. Not a problem. Otherwise, I know you wear pull-ups. How frequently do you have accidents? Is that a daily problem?
Mm-mm.
No, less than daily?
No, as far as I wear my pull-ups,
mm-hmm.
and then if I got to go to the bathroom, I'll go get up and go to the bathroom, and sometimes it depends on how that spine is pressing on my bladder.
Right.
And sometimes it might leak out before I get to the bathroom.
Okay. Has that happened in the last 3 days?
Oh, yeah.
Yes?
Mm-hmm.
But not every day?
No, not every day.
Okay. And that's just on your bladder? No problems with your bowel movements?
No, on my bladder.
Perfect. Just your bladder. All right. So I know we've, of course, discussed the back pain. Do you know the official diagnosis for your back pain? Such as spinal stenosis or anything? Just back pain.
No, I just got a bad spine from falling on it.
Bad spine from a fall. Okay. And do you have any other diagnoses?
Like what, sickness?
Yeah, like high blood pressure.
Oh, I got high blood pressure.
Okay.
And I have my arms, my shoulders, they hurt.
Arms and shoulders hurt?
Yeah, they hurt. They got, what you call that, lumbar? When you can't hardly raise your arm up. What's that, the lumbar?
I don't definitively know.
It starts with an L.
Something with an L, but okay. We will look into that.
Yeah, I can't hardly get my arms up from the pain in my shoulders.
Okay, understandable. Oh, it's nothing like Alzheimer's, dementia.
No, I don't have that yet.
Oh, good, good.
Good.
No history of stroke or multiple sclerosis?
No.
Okay, perfect. Da, 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 da. Okay. How about any coronary heart disease or heart failure, COPD?
No.
Perfect. Anxiety, depression, bipolar.
No.
Cool. Pneumonia or UTI?
No.
Last two, cancer or diabetes?
No.
Perfect.
High blood pressure.
Just high blood pressure and your bad back and whatever the L thing for your shoulders. Okay.
That's enough right there.
That's absolutely enough. Let's end it there. Okay. All right. So when was the last time you fell? I know you had your big fall. What was that?
When I fell on my back.
Yeah, when was that? Was that before?
It was in the late 90s. It's been like, let me think now. This 2000.
Okay, so no falls in the last 3 months.
No falls.
Okay,
no,
good.
I don't want to fall.
All right. Do you, for any reason, we mentioned back pain. Do you have trouble standing from wherever you're sitting?
Standing, I can't stand too long behind the pain in my back.
Right, so it gives you some trouble standing up?
Too long.
Every day? Okay. How about turning yourself around, like when you're walking and you have to turn? Do you have some trouble there?
I can turn around.
No, you can turn around.
I take my time, but I can turn around.
Okay, perfect. Any sort of dizziness?
No.
Any unsteady gait, like not being able to take clear steps?
No,
perfect. Anything like chest pain, shortness of breath?
No.
Okay. No psychiatric things like hallucinations, delusions?
No.
Perfect, perfect. No acid reflux, constipation?
I don't have no acid reflux.
No acid reflux.
I might have heartburn, all depends on if I might eat something that might give me heartburn, but I have medicine for that.
Oh, okay. So that's just an as-needed basis, not a daily thing. Okay. You haven't had any in the past 3 days, have you?
What?
Acid reflux. Heartburn.
No, uh-uh.
Nope, okay. All right. And no sort of fevers or bleeding, poor hygiene?
No.
You don't have any swelling in your legs or anything?
No.
Okay. Perfect.
I wear stockings for that.
You wear stockings for the compression stockings? Okay, that's perfect.
Yeah.
All right. And would you say your pain causes you to be fatigued in that you can't do activities, or is it just pain,
pain
so you don't do it?
My pain causes me to stop me from doing a lot of things that I used to do, and I don't like it.
All right. Is that just because it's painful or because it makes you tired?
Comes from the pain.
Just comes from the pain. Okay. All right. And I'm assuming that's a frequent pain.
Well, it's pressing on my spine. And
yep.
When you got a pain that presses on your spine, that slows you up.
Yes, of course. Would you say there's at times that pain is horrible or excruciating, or is it just stay around the moderate to severe?
I have it right now every day.
You have it every day? Okay.
Yeah, right now I have it every day. First, it was in my back. Then it moved from my back into my hip.
To your hip.
And then it left my hip and went back into my back, in the center of my back, like a... You ever been pregnant?
I have not.
Oh. Well, anyway,
but I have experienced back pain.
It's like if you got a knot and it be balling up, twisting.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
That's how the spine do. It balls up in a knot and it be tight. And it presses on my back there.
I'll
be glad when I get back, I can get to the doctor to get some... I need some pain medicine. I can't get no pain medicine because I haven't got to the doctor yet with this germ going on.
Right. So that was my next question is, do you take any pain medications and does it help at all?
Only thing I take is Excedrin, Tylenol, and pain pills across the counter. That's
okay.
All I
and
take for my
do
back.
Do they help now or not enough?
It just helped a little, not that much. Tylenol,
okay. Right.
And Excedrin and pain, the pain pills that they have, it only helps some.
Right,
it don't
of
help
course.
That much.
So in general right now, how would you rate your health? Good, fair, or poor?
I say good.
Just good? Okay.
It ain't poor. No, it ain't poor yet. No.
All right. Cool. And you don't smoke or drink any alcohol?
Well, I stopped smoking and drinking for a long, long, long time.
Good, 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 good.
I wasn't much of a drinker when I was drinking.
Hey, me neither.
Maybe went out on the weekend, I might have a couple of drinks, some wine.
Good to loosen up a bit, but nothing recently.
I was never a drinker.
Okay. And how tall are you?
I'm 5'2".
5'2". And do you know approximately how much you weigh?
Oh, boy. Last time I weighed was 143.
143? Okay.
When I get to the doctor, I let her weigh me when I get back to the doctor.
Right, of course.
I ain't been to the doctor for quite a while since this journey happened, and I need to go to the doctor because I need an overhaul job.
Yeah, you need an overhaul of everything and pain medication, fix your back and everything. But, all right. Do you feel that you drink enough fluid and water each day?
Yeah.
Yes, perfect. And do you ever feel like you're going to the bathroom more than you're actually drinking, or does it seem
right? Well, since the spine been pressing on my bladder, it makes me go pretty regular.
But is it regular because you're drinking consistently as well?
No, because it's pressing on my bladder, the spine.
Okay. So, might say, feel its exceeding output. All right. All right. Otherwise, you know, your food doesn't have to be modified in any way, right? You can swallow all types of food. Yeah.
My food?
Yeah, you can swallow everything without a problem?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Do you wear dentures or have any broken teeth? Good.
No, I need to see the dentist, but I don't wear none.
Okay, good. And do you have any sort of dry mouth or difficulty chewing?
No.
Good, good. All right. I'm assuming this answer. Do you have any sort of wounds or ulcers, skin tears or cuts?
No.
No, good, good, good. Any foot problems?
Huh?
Any foot problems, like hammer toes or bunions?
I got a my right toe. I got a bad, my right toe is not straight. It goes in.
Yeah, it goes in?
Yeah.
So it kind of overlaps a bit. Does it prevent you from walking at all, or is it
no,
all you?
No, okay. I can still walk.
Okay. All right. And you said you had your medications with you, correct?
Yeah.
Would you be able to give those to me, or would you rather I call your pharmacy?
I can give it to you over the phone.
All right. I am ready to get hear it.
Hello?
Hello.
Vitamin D3.
Vitamin D3?
Yeah.
And do you know the...
Huh?
Do you know the dose of that?
Oh, boy. What?
Usually 1,000 units or so. I'm still here. I'm sorry. I keep losing you. I don't seem to hear you.
This heartburn medicine, LANSOPRAZOLE, that's my heartburn medicine.
Lanaprazole, okay. And
yeah.
Do you know the dose?
Oh, boy. What a day.
What a day.
Yeah, because I don't feel good today. I'm down.
All right, okay. I'm sorry.
What is the dose of dun-dun? I'll put it in a bottle and it'll fade out some. What's that, 30 milligrams?
30 milligrams, okay. And what else?
Nephrenic pressure. Nephrenic.
Can you spell that?
Nephedipine. Nephedipine,
okay.
That's 90.
90.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Atenolol.
Atenolol?
Yeah, that's 100.
100.
Oh, boy. How you say that word? Lisinopril.
Lisinopril.
40.
Okay.
Oh. That word has faded out some. Oh, boy. Did I tell you vitamin D?
Yes, you told me vitamin D.
Okay. Amigo.
Amigo.
Yeah.
Can you spell that for me?
Wait a minute.
Okay. And are there any other?
Hello.
Hello.
What's that? It's what's that? O M E P R A Z O L E 40 milligram.
Omeprazole. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And any other?
That's all my medicine I have.
Okay.
And I take Tylenol, and I take the Tylenol, and I take Excedrin.
Excedrin, okay.
And I take Women's Multi plus Omega Dash 3. All for
okay.
Self-check.
Okay, perfect. All right. Okay. So, now you said someone gave you a shot in the back. That was just the other day? Or they gave you the shot in the hip and it was the other day?
That was in my hip.
Okay. Was that, that was recently?
Yeah, that was, oh, boy. Let me get the paper. That was May the 26th.
May the 26th, okay. Have you had any other appointments in the last 3 months?
No, that's the one I have. And I got to call them up and make appointment.
Okay.
For them to check me. And they're going to have to try to do something for my spine and my back.
Right, of course. So otherwise, have you Have you had your blood pressure checked in the last year?
When I go to the doctor, I have it checked. It's all right.
So did you go to your doctor in the last year? I know you have to, but did you go last year?
I went last year.
Okay, perfect. And how about, have you had a colonoscopy in the last 5 years?
Yeah, that's been quite a while back, the last 5 years.
But within the last 5 years you've had it?
Yeah.
Okay. I know you said you have to see the dentist, but have you been to see them in the last year?
I haven't seen my doctor, no, since this hit. Germ started. I haven't seen her. I got to go there because I got to have a whole physical checkup.
Right. Okay. So is that the same for an eye exam and hearing exam? We haven't had those since the germ?
I haven't had that, no.
Okay. How about the flu vaccine?
Flu vaccine? I ain't had that for a long time.
No? Okay. How about the pneumonia vaccine?
I haven't had that for quite a while either.
Okay. And how about a mammogram?
I haven't had that for quite a while.
Okay. Understood. All right. So otherwise, so besides your home health aide coming on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, to which, by the way, is that Devette Garneau?
Devette?
Yeah, is that still your home health aide?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Is there anybody else who ever helps you with care?
Me and her.
Just you and her, okay. Does she ever help you out when she's not being paid, or she just come, clock in, help you, clock out, and leave?
If I need her, she'll come.
If you need her, she'll come? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, but otherwise, it's just on an as-needed basis. No one else who provides informal care.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't need all them people coming in here.
Right.
I only have her coming in here, and then if I have somebody like you coming in here like that, but just to have a whole lot of different people coming in here, no, I don't want that germ.
Okay, understandable. We've previously had your sister Betty listed. Is she still around?
Yeah, she's still my girl.
Okay, does she still help you out on occasion?
She don't help me. I just got her down as my beneficiary, so if something happened to me, she know what to do.
Okay, not a problem.
She half sick herself.
She's sick herself, I understand.
Yeah, at least she got her daughter.
All right. And you would say you have a good relationship with your family?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Is there any sort of disrepair in your home or any concerns you have about your apartment?
My apartment?
Yeah.
Only thing I got to get done when I get myself together, get my rugs cleaned.
Got to get your rugs cleaned? Okay, but there's no holes or anything like that?
Oh, no. If it is, I call Charles. Charles will take care of that.
Okay, perfect. Is your apartment complex, do you know, is it designed for people with disabilities, or is it just your standard apartment?
Well, people with disability can live here if they want to.
Right. But does it have, like, any sort of stair lifts or things like that, or is it just stairs, ramps, and an elevator?
Elevator.
Just the elevator. Okay. All right. Would you say you're able to get to the grocery store or organize home-delivered groceries without your caregiver?
Yeah, I can do without my caregiver.
Okay. But prefer to have her, of course, to help you out.
Yes, I prefer to have her.
Of course. And do you have any concerns about your finances or feel like you're going to run out of money or run out of food and not have money for it?
So far, I haven't.
So far, no? Good. Okay. All right.
If I have that problem, who I get in touch with? You?
Forgot what my question was. Yes, you can absolutely reach out to us, and we'll see if there's anything we can do to help you with finances, if it's about bills or getting groceries, things like that. PA Health and Wellness has a lot of resources they can offer you.
Let me write that name down.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. What is it? What's the name?
The name for us?
Your name.
My name is Erin, but I'm with Amcord Care.
You're the Amcord?
Yes, Amcord.
Okay. Let me write that down.
Okay.
And what's your name?
My name is Erin, but I'm not going to be your new caregiver. I'm just helping out today. You'll be reassigned to someone else next week.
They'll call me?
Yes, they will call you and introduce themselves so that you can reach out to them.
Okay, I'll wait till they call me then.
Okay, not a problem. All right, otherwise, let me scan through my other documents. I'd say we're...
It's always good to take care of your health. I ain't never been like this until my back.
Right, of course.
My back caused all this problem.
Right, of course. So it's definitely good to try and keep care of yourself.
I always try to keep my health together. That's why I don't like being like this.
Right, of course. And otherwise, do you wear glasses or hearing aids?
I wear glasses.
You wear glasses, okay.
Yeah, I can see without them, but I wear them.
Right, of course. All right. Just trying to roll through my documents real quick. Otherwise, all right. So you have an emergency response button, correct?
Yeah, I have that.
Yeah? Do you have any problems with that, or is that running as it's supposed to?
As far as I know, I don't have none.
Perfect. No problems. And do you receive home-delivered meals?
Mom's meals?
How many do you get each week?
14.
14 meals a week?
14.
Is that a week or is that every 2 weeks?
I guess it's every 2 weeks because I got one coming in. I got one coming in June.
Okay. All right. That's not a problem. Great. All right. And do you receive transportation services? I know you haven't gone anywhere.
If I need it. I used to use it.
What did you used to use?
Go to the doctor.
To go to the doctor? So MATP, medical transportation. Okay.
And if then they have it where you can go shopping.
Right. That's with MTM.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you have a SEPTA pass, or did you just call for rides? Or
I called for a ride, and they sent it. Just let them know in time.
Perfect. Yes, absolutely. So, all right. We'll make sure that's still in there. Perfect. And do you have any problems or concerns with any of your services or providers?
No, so far I don't have none.
So far, so good. All right. Let me make sure. I think I've asked all these. Did you get the COVID vaccine?
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Perfect. All right. Okay.
It's sad about that there short on that waiting for that baby food to come.
Oh, I know. That's what my sister-in-law.
And you know, I be thinking, I said now. The food got to come all the way from another country here. Don't know whether if they spicing it up to kill the babies, to hurt the babies, or what, you know? Because so much ugliness is going on.
I know. It's so terrible what's happening around here.
Yeah, I be thinking about that. Baby food got to come so far.
Yeah, that is. It is really terrible how what their priorities are, and it's not in the right spaces as far as
we can. That's right.
All right. I have a couple more questions. I have a lot more questions, but you may have already answered these. But for this, I just need a score of 1 to 10. So between 1 and 10, with 1 being not confident and 10 being confident. How confident do you feel that you can keep away tiredness from your pain from preventing you from doing things? That was a long question. Let me know if I need to repeat that.
Well, say that again.
How confident on a scale of 1 to 10 do you feel that you're able to prevent your back pain and other symptoms from preventing you to doing the things you want to do?
I'll say around about 8.
Probably an 8. You feel pretty confident?
Yeah, okay. I feel pretty confident that I can do.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I can do I can do that. The pain can stop me from doing what I want to do.
Okay. All right. So, do you feel confident with all other symptoms besides pain?
Yeah, well, I can manage.
Okay.
Only thing got me is my pain in my back. That's all.
Okay.
That's what stopped me from doing things that I'm used to doing. If that's fine.
Right, of course. But otherwise, you feel pretty confident in making that appointment with your doctor and no problem.
Oh, yeah. I can concentrate and make appointments. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And you're still pretty active in doing things in your life.
That's right.
All right. And I forget, you said you don't feel lonely, correct?
No, I don't feel lonely.
Perfect. Wonderful.
It's bad to feel lonely.
All right. Do you feel you need physical therapy or occupational therapy for your back?
Something to help my back get it together.
Something? You'll probably talk to your doctor about that?
When I get there.
Okay.
I haven't seen her since this germ started.
Since the germ started. But I definitely think you can get into going and seeing her so we can get that done, hopefully.
Yeah. Dr. Carpenter.
All right, perfect. Let me make sure that is submitted in there.
But he's my new doctor.
He's a new doctor.
I had her before.
Okay, and who is that?
Dr. Eileen Carpenter. She deals with Edna.
Carpenter.
Eileen Carpenter.
Okay.
She's in Center City.
And that's your primary physician?
Yeah, that's who I got now.
Okay.
I haven't seen her yet. I've seen her quite a while back.
Okay.
But I haven't, since this germ started, I haven't got to her yet. And I got to get to her.
Okay. Let me just make sure I've got the right one. Yes, I see her. She's right in the heart of Center City. All right.
Yeah, she's in Center City.
Okay. Let me get my other document up.
I remember when I was coming up, life was so nice.
I'm sorry?
I say, I remember when I was coming up, life was so nice.
Oh, yeah?
Life is ugly.
Aww.
I feel so sorry for the children coming up today. They can't enjoy life like we did when we was coming up.
Yeah, it's a lot of different things. And I'm sure they've got some good things in their life that we didn't have when we were young. But, yeah, it's definitely not easy.
When I hear I'm getting shot, that makes me feel bad.
Yeah, that's
babies getting bullets.
Yeah, that is absolute.
And then some of them listening to technology, listening to the wrong things, you know?
Right.
Oh, boy.
All right.
I have seen how life has changed.
Yeah, life has definitely changed a lot, and I imagine you probably have the most experience to be able to see that.
That's right. I have seen how life has changed.
Well, we can only keep hoping and praying that we'll keep changing it for the better, right?
Yep.
That's all we can keep doing.
That's right.
All right. So, So, I know you said you have your sister Betty listed as like a beneficiary. Is she a good emergency contact for you?
Yeah.
And if she were to ever call us asking questions, it's okay if we give her information?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Is there anybody else that you'd feel okay with us giving your personal health information to, like the vet, or just you and your sister?
Her and her daughter, Danielle.
The vet and Danielle?
No, not Yvette. Yvette is my home care.
Right. So Betty and her daughter.
Betty is my sister.
Right.
Danielle is her daughter, which is my niece.
Okay. And what is Danielle's last name? Gibson?
Oh, boy. What is Danielle? I got to get the book. What is that last name? Got her married. Well, you can say Danielle Gibson.
Okay, I'll say Danielle Gibson.
I can't think of that married name.
All right. Would you happen to be able to get her phone number, or is that too much for now? That's okay if you can't.
Her phone number?
Yep.
Wait a minute. Hello?
Hello?
267.
Okay.
850-3604.
Perfect.
You got my sister Betty number?
I have 215-397-0394.
Yeah, that's it.
Perfect. All right. And is your pharmacy still Walgreens on South Broad Street?
Yeah.
Okay. And I think I forgot to ask earlier, do you have any allergies to medications?
Allergy?
Yeah, allergies.
I got, like what?
I don't know, sometimes you might be allergic to certain medications, like sulfa medications or antihistamines. That was a bad example, but
I was allergic to what was it? Made me sneeze.
Something made you sneeze?
Yeah. What's that? Sinus that make you sneeze?
Yeah. So there's a medication that
when the trees are changing.
Oh, pollen. Okay. The seasonal allergy.
Yeah, that's what I would have.
Okay.
Because I
not
feel myself sneezing once in a while now because the trees are blooming.
Same here. Got the exact same problem.
Yeah.
All right. And otherwise, you take all of your medications as they're prescribed?
Yep.
Perfect. All right. You said there were no devices. Okay. And you don't have any religious or cultural concerns that we need to be mindful of for you?
My who?
Do you have any religious concerns? Like, do we have to help you get to church each week or make certain meals? Or
no. If I want to go to church, I get a ride. One of my members take me.
Okay, not a problem.
I haven't been to church for a while, though.
Okay, I understand. And what's your highest level of education?
12.
12? Did you get your high school degree or GED?
I graduated.
You graduated. Beautiful. All right. Can you give me a very quick rundown of what your daily routine is like?
My routine every day?
Yeah. Such as, when do you wake up in the morning, usually?
I usually wake up maybe around about 8 o'clock.
8 a.m. Okay. Do you get showered in the morning, or do you wait till the evening when your home health aide's there?
Later.
Later in the evening? So you get yourself dressed, brushed?
Yes.
Okay.
I can still do all of that.
Morning routine. And approximately when do you have breakfast?
I don't eat breakfast. I drink the shake.
Aha, you drink a protein shake kind of thing. Okay. Okay. And otherwise, you usually spend your day watching TV?
Yeah, look, that's my company.
That's your company, watching TV and occasional doctor's appointments?
Yeah, talking on the phone.
Talking on the phone. Perfect. All right. And around when do you have lunch?
Lunch? You know, I only eat once a day.
You only eat once a day. Okay.
Yeah, I only eat once a day. And that's when I eat my meal. Vegetables.
Okay.
Meat. And potatoes. Or rice. Something like that.
Okay. So those are typically meals that your home health aide makes. Otherwise, you can heat your home-delivered meals.
She makes them, and I put them in the microwave and warm them up.
Okay. But then you also have your home-delivered meals. You eat those as well?
I get mom's meal.
Yeah, mom's meals. Okay. So we eat those sporadically. All right. Is that usually around what time do you tend to eat?
What?
If you have a
I eat when I'm hungry. I drink my milkshakes.
Okay, you eat
you
when
know,
you're hungry.
Do you know the shakes that comes in the bowels?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what I drink.
Okay.
I drink it in the morning, I drink it in the afternoon, I eat at night.
Okay, eat at night.
No, I've never been a big eater.
All right. That's,
I don't
that's
be eating
funny.
Just to be eating.
Yeah, that's fair. That's not everybody needs to.
And I take my vitamins like that.
Okay. And otherwise, when do you start to get ready for bed?
Ready for bed.
Right. Like your nighttime shower and brushing your teeth before bed.
It might be between 6 and 8.
Between 6 and 8?
Yeah, depends on how I feel.
All right. And when do you usually go to bed?
I'm in bed all day long. I lay across the bed.
Okay. When do you usually fall asleep at night? Just
when
whenever you happen to
pass out.
Yeah, okay. All right. But we could say it's usually after 9:30 or after 8. Or why did I say 9:30?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes I might doze off before that.
Okay. Okay. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. All right. Sorry, just scrolling through because I think I know most of the answers for these.
How long have you been doing this?
How long have I been doing this? I've been doing this for almost 3 years now.
Mm. You're not tired?
I'm sorry?
You're not tired?
I'm not tired? No.
Yeah, you want something to do different?
No, actually, I train all of our new coordinators, so this is actually
interesting
for me.
How old are you? You sound young.
I am 28 years old.
28?
Yep.
Yeah, I figured you was in your 20s. Keep it up.
Oh, I'll do my best. My grandmother tells me not to get old.
Don't try to get
old,
nothing hard to mess your body up.
Oh, I try not to. Just keep fitness active, doing what I can.
Yeah.
All right. So, otherwise, you said you're comfortable with where you're living. You don't feel you need any sort of new housing or changes
nope.
to your housing? Okay.
Nope. All right. Ain't nothing better than where you go at. Everything is ugly.
Okay. You're good with where you're at. Well, if you ever do need anything, please know that you can let us know. We have a whole lot of resources available to you, okay?
I got to write that down.
Yeah.
What is it?
So there's resources. Give me 1 second. I believe we, of course, have the Philadelphia Housing Authority, PHA. They can always help with finding alternate housing. And check. I think we have something, PA Health and Wellness. Usually has something called Community Connect from PA Health and Wellness. Can usually help with paying bills, helping you to find new housing, maintenance and repairs.
What's the name of that?
That is called Community Connect with PA Health and Wellness.
Community Connect.
So that's pretty much your best bet for if you ever need
assistance. Call you up, can I?
You can absolutely call us up, and we will help you.
Well, what's your name?
My name is Erin.
Ellen?
Erin, E-R-I-N.
Wait a minute.
E-R-I-N.
I-N.
N, correct.
And that's Encore.
Yes, with Amcord.
What's that number?
That is 215.
215.
677.
677.
2007.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. And if we help you with your back pain, are you interested in working or volunteering at all?
Working.
Maybe not working if you're enjoying retirement, but how about volunteering?
Working.
Not
yeah, I want to work and get this pain out my back so I can get around like I used to.
Okay, but otherwise you're not interested in doing any sort of paid work or volunteering?
You know I'm retired.
You're retired and you're going to enjoy it.
Okay. How old do you think I am?
I think, just based on our conversation, I would say you're sitting well in your 40s.
I am 82 years old.
Wow.
I was born July the 8th, 1939, 8:45 p.m. on a Saturday.
Wow. You got it right down to the minute. That's awesome. So,
that's
you
right.
Must have a lot of experience, definitely.
And I'll be 83 July the 8th coming up.
Right, that's coming up. Well, happy birthday. But, yes, you definitely sound very good for 83. Once we get that back pain taken care of, you'll be back in your 40s.
That's why I don't like being like I am.
Right. Don't want to feel it. I understand.
No. People don't know how old I am.
No, I definitely would have not guessed 83 based on everything that you do for yourself.
No. Well, that's the kind of family line I come from. I come
right.
from a tough family line.
That's good. Always good to be tough and as independent as you can.
That's right.
All right. Do you have any sort of, like, advance directives or a living will, anything like that?
Well, my sister has that. Anything happened to me, I told her what to do.
Okay. But is that, like, legally signed or is just sister agreement?
Agreement.
It's agreement. Okay.
I'm not rich.
Okay.
I don't have nothing left but clothes and furniture.
Okay. Would you like any of these materials sent to you to help you for trying to establish it, or do you feel confident your sister will help you?
I have what?
Would you like any sort of do not resuscitate orders or advanced directive paperwork?
If something happened to me?
Correct. If something happens to you, would you like this paperwork just in case?
Well, if something happened to me, and if they can save me, yes.
Okay. All right.
You know, the oldest man that was living was Kirk Douglas.
No, I don't know that name. How long did he live?
103 years old when Kirk Douglas died. You know he's an actor. He was an actor, Kirk Douglas.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's very
yeah,
cool.
Up there along with John Wayne and all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was 103 when he left here.
Well, I think you are going to well surpass him and have the new record.
Yeah. I hope I can. He outlived all the stars.
Yeah, I guess this, he's the longest living. He absolutely has.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Life is nice.
Life is nice. I'm glad. We can. Sometimes we get into that elder age and not enjoying life anymore. I'm glad that you still like it and you're enjoying it.
Yeah, I enjoy life.
Perfect.
I really enjoy, and I enjoy long the Lord let me be here to see it, because nothing goes perfect.
Right.
And nothing's perfect. There's always something you got to face, and you got to learn how to be strong and conquer.
Right. Of course.
Because if you're weak, you're going to fall apart. And the weak don't survive, only the strong.
Hopefully the weak have some supports that help them get through it. But, yes, definitely strength helps you get there.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have any sort of history of brain injuries that you know of? No. You've never had any childhood injuries that?
No.
Nope. Okay. Never fell off of a bike or a horse, the ice skating? Nope. Okay. No contact.
In my head, no. When you fall, you all depends on how you fall and where you fall at. If you hit your head, you're going to damage it.
That's exactly true.
I never had that happen to me.
Perfect.
Why I can still remember.
Yes, that's probably very good. I'm already knowing I'm going to have trouble remembering things when I'm older. I've been hit my head too many times in my life.
Well, you better stop it.
I try. Hard to do when I was 3 years old, but nowadays I think I have better control.
No, don't mess with your head. Your head
definitely.
And your back, then the two most important things, your head and your back.
Yes, absolutely. So, all right, let me see. I want to look into what we've previously discussed. Give me 1 second.
Oh, my God.
All right. So I want to try and do this as quick as we can. We need to lay out some goals that you have for your services. So would you say that one goal you have with your home health aid is just to get help with that meal prep and housework and bathing so you can keep living independently?
Yeah.
Yep, okay. And we're going to do that by keep getting help 3 days a week?
Yeah.
Sounds good to you. All right.
I need it right now.
Okay, yes, perfect. And how about your per unit? Why do you feel, I think I know the answer, but I need to ask. What is your goal with having the PERS unit?
My who?
I'm sorry, I realize that's my term. For your emergency response button, what's your goal for having that?
I don't even use it.
You don't use it, but you have it just in case something happens?
Yeah, I have it.
Okay, have it just in case, so we wear it whenever you're home alone. Perfect. And how about home-delivered meals?
What about it?
What's your goal for having those? Just so you have regular meals? available?
You'll have food coming in.
Regular food coming in, okay. And your transportation, that's just to get to your appointments?
Yeah, that takes me to, that's the only thing they have it for, to take me to my appointment or wherever I have to go.
Okay. So that's not a problem. So I will definitely draft up some goals there referring to that. And you said the biggest problem is the back pain that might cause you to fall and such, right?
Yes. The biggest thing is my back.
The biggest thing is your back. All right. So otherwise, in terms of if your caregiver, the vet, isn't able to come and help you out, who do you know to call for caregiver assistance?
Well, I call my niece. My
you can
sister.
Call your niece and sister? Okay. That was your niece Danielle and your sister Betty?
Yeah.
Okay. Do they live close by?
Yeah, they live close by.
Okay.
Because my other sister with her mother, which is my niece, they live up in Williamstown.
Okay. All right.
And then my other niece, she's in Jersey.
Okay.
So these are the only two close to me.
Right, of course. All right. And otherwise, have you established any sort of backup with the agency itself?
Well, just in case I need them?
Yes.
My sister.
Okay. All right. And
if I need them, they get in touch with her.
Oh, they get in touch with your sister? If you call Beata, they'll call your sister?
If I got a problem, they down for me to call, for them to call if something happens.
Okay. All right. Perfect. I will have them in there. And, okay. All right. All right. I don't think you're not taking any medications that would be an immediate risk to your life if you didn't take them, right?
Well, commit suicide?
Oh, no, nothing like that. Any medications like blood thinners, like if you stopped taking them for some reason, you might be at risk. So no, they all sound, they're important, but nothing life-threatening.
No.
Okay, good. All right. And otherwise, you have your PERS unit, and you know to call 911 in case of any emergencies, and your sister, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. All right.
Oh, boy.
All right. Otherwise, I think... Oh, nope. A few more questions. All right. You don't have any children of your own, do you?
I got one son.
You have one son?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Do you have any pets?
No, I don't have no pets.
No pets. All right. You're not diabetic. Okay. You know what? I think that covers most of the questions that I have for you. Was there anything else you wanted to discuss or feel that you need?
I do, I'll call.
Perfect. Otherwise, everything we've discussed is going to be documented, including everything of why you need care because of your back pain and everything, but you're not making any requests or changes, correct?
No.
All right. Do you agree with everything that we've discussed today?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. Then I think we are set. And as I said, you can call us if you need it, or your coordinator will call you next week to introduce themselves.
You my coordinator?
I am not your coordinator. I'm just helping today. I don't know who it'll be, but they will call you next week.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
All right. Well, it was an absolute treat meeting you. I hope your back pain works out. Make sure you get in touch with your doctor so you can get that appointment, okay?
All right. You have a blessed day.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Goodbye.